All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. Well, guys, here again. All kinds of reports coming out of New Hampshire from last night. They're at it again. The New Hampshire primaries were a complete fraud. It's obvious they've already got their... Well, I mean, why should this surprise us? They stole 2000, they stole 2004. They've been stealing elections for a long time, but never so blatantly obvious as what they're doing now. They've been caught with their pants down numerous times with these Diebold machines all over the country. There's actually been indictments, arrests, sentences have been handed out over the election rigging in Ohio, for example. I mean, everybody knows it. Around the country, they've been rigging local, state, federal elections. But that doesn't stop them. These scoundrels are so arrogant, they're doing it again. And why? Because they're getting away with it. That's why. They've gotten away with it. Even though everybody knows the gig is up, there's even been arrests. Nothing happens at the top, you know. They just go after the low-level people, but the ones at the top always fly away smooth and clean. So naturally, they're going to keep doing it, and they are. It's so obvious. Hillary is the man. Or woman, or whatever she is. She's the one who's been selected, guys. She's going to win. Oh, and don't you just love the pageantry? The other day there, she was putting on a little show like she was so upset. She knows she's going to win, guys. She's already been told what the outcome is going to be. This is just drama. They got to throw this stuff in there to make it look convincing. Oh, man, oh, man. I was just talking to a neighbor this morning. Oh, she loves Hillary. Unfortunately, this woman represents what, you know, the mentality of the average American. Hillary's going to save the day. She's so much unlike Bush. She's going to turn this country back around. Ah, we can't wait till she gets in. It's going to be back to normal. Everything's going to be fine again. Oh, give me a break. Yeah, Hillary, the little communist. Let's look at some quotes from Little Miss Hillary while we're at it. Between 2003 and 2007, here's some select statements she made, guys, to tell you what kind of individual she is. We're going to take things away from you on behalf of the common good. She actually said that. That's communism, guys, and that's what she's all about. Here's another one. It's time for a new beginning. For an end to government of the few, by the few, and for the few, and to replace it with shared responsibility for shared prosperity. It sounds good, the beginning part of that, doesn't it? We're going to get rid of the government for the few, of the few, by the few. There's going to be shared responsibility and shared prosperity. All that means is it's going to look like government is being equally divided up. It's communism. Shared responsibility means we're going to put more burdens on you people. We're going to require that you have community service. So many hours in your lifetime you're going to have to fulfill of community service. We're going to get free service out of you. We're not going to only going to continue to take an exorbitant amount of your paychecks out of you every week. Suck huge wads of cash out of your pocket before you even get your check. And continue to use that money for phony projects that have nothing to do with your interest, but in fact operate entirely antithetical to your interest. But we're going to require you now to render unpaid service to us while you're already too busy working overtime just to make ends meet. And as far as shared prosperity, look how people lived under Stalin. It's your shared prosperity. Everyone is equally poor, while the elite massively rich. Hillary, right back. Lose the love I knew to safely lead me through.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Excuse me here for a second. I just responded to that hemp ad. Sorry, guys. All right, enough of that. That's my humor for the day. Sorry, attempt at it. That. Hey, we got a call. We got Jerry in South Carolina. How's it going, here, Jerry?
Hello, Charles. Hello.
What's up, man?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, not too much. I just heard you come off that commercial.
I'm in a goofy mood. What can I say?
Okay. Yesterday, I was listening to your show from yesterday, and you were talking about how they were destroying the family. And the one part I was I caught was that that made me really take notice was when you said that, yeah, all these football games are fixed. Now, were you talking about pro football, college? Because you know, how do you know that these games are rigged?
Well, you know, you watch them, and it's kind of like keeping you on the edge. Some of the scenarios are so ridiculous. You got to wonder, is this really playing out this way, or is this a script they're following? You listen to the commentators after some games, and they're perplexed, too. They're like, I can't believe they made that call. What is the matter with these guys? Where did they get these people? Professional wrestling is a fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Who would argue that?
Yeah. I mean, that's obvious.
Right. That's obvious. Some of them aren't as obvious. You know what? When you've got multi-million, even billion-dollar industries of gambling, of betting going on. Do you think they can afford? Let's face it. I mean, the Wall Street boys bet on these games too, with very high stakes.
It was brought out in shaving points in college, even in the college ranks. You know, like the basketball. Now that was as far as they went with shaving points and everything, because of the bets that were being placed on the teams. So,
yeah,
this isn't the first time I heard it, but you know, I find it, you know, I would need more, you know, more proof, more evidence that, you know, I know it goes on, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that I can't prove. It's my own little pet theory, but I you know, nothing surprises me anymore. This world is fake. Everything in this world is a fraud. Everything.
Yeah.
You go to college, you pay out, you know, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get your degree. All they're giving you is poppycock. You know, they're just feeding you with mostly garbage.
Uh-huh.
They're actually making sure you don't understand the profession that you're going to be working in.
Uh-huh.
You know, you'll only understand the narrow framework that they want you to work within. And, you know, the media lies to us constantly. They don't tell us important things. They focus on absolute useless garbage like Britney Spears' pregnant sister. I mean, you know, we're fighting a major fraudulent war we got lied into here, and they're focusing on garbage like that. Everything. You go, well, you know, I don't – organized religion, we don't have to go down that road. But, you know, the whole thing, there's no exception. Not, everything is a scam. Why should that be an exception? They told us we landed on the moon. Just look at the pictures, for crying out loud.
Did you hear about Britney Spears going ballistic and holding her kid hostage or something?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just joking. Oh, yeah. I'm just joking. But on a more serious side, are you still on the rant as far as I just came in, and are you still on the rant as far as how the higher-ups are trying to tear down the family?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been their goal from day one.
Yeah, and some of the stuff that you were reading about, the quotes you were reading yesterday, now, the part that's really scary is where they said that, yeah, we're going to have the major population to the point where, through inflation of the dollar, that they would have to work 2-3 jobs.
I'm actually talking about that today.
And barely, I just came back.
Manufactured poverty. That's my topic today.
I just came back from the supermarket, and I don't know where they get their figures from, but, for example, a bag of pistachios at the beginning of 2007 here in South Carolina was $2.99. And they had just gone up from like $1.99. They had jumped a dollar, and then, by the end of the year, they were at $5.50-something a bag.
Stick around. It's going to get worse. I mean, with oil going up, it's going to drive the cost of everything else, fortunately. So it's all by design.
I mean, the price.
You know, somebody asked me the other day. He said, you know, what's going on? He says, no, they just raised minimum wage to keep up with everything. It's not rigged. I says, are you kidding me? They could raise minimum wage to twice what it is now, and we'd still be way behind where we should be at.
Well,
they raise minimum wage a little bit, but I mean the cost of living. If minimum wage had kept up with the cost of living increases over the years since 1980, mm-hmm. minimum wage right now would be $25. Your average job would be paying $45 to $50 an hour, which is exactly what you would need to be making to have the same lifestyle that people in this country 25 years ago. That's what you would have to be making right now. Average. Average pay would be $45 to $50 an hour.
Well,
but, you know, you have husband and wife both working, and they're lucky if both of them together are making that much.
Yeah.
And that's just barely getting by. But they're
still
having to live with lower living standards than what you had 20, 25 years ago with one person working. Again, it's all by design.
That's sad.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyway, I got to... Anything else? I don't know what's going on with my sound here, by the way, ladies
you're
and gentlemen.
You're going in and out. It seems like you're normal now, then it sounds like you're a million miles away.
Well, I'm going to keep my volume adjustment thing open here. Somehow it's adjusting itself. I'm clicking the boost button. I mean, you know, you click that little check there, and it keeps getting unchecked. anybody has any technical expertise on that, call me and let me know what's going on here. I don't know.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go, but I just wanted to let you know that keep up the good work, and hopefully what you're doing and other people that are trying to wake the American people up to what actually is going on, just hang in there and keep on doing what you're doing, and, you know, and I'm in back of you 100%. I sure do thank you for it.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah, you too. All right, hopefully this problem won't persist here. This is quite annoying. I don't know what it is. Something is unchecking my booster thing. I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, yeah, guys, today I'm going to be talking about manufactured poverty, which is exactly what we have going on, not only in this country, but abroad. We're going to see how they're doing it with individuals, in, you know, individual societies, and how they're doing it on a much larger scale with whole nations, and have been doing it, again, for decades on end. And we're, you know, it's gotten so bad now that you can't deny it anymore. Before, it was happening very gradual, very slowly. People didn't perceive it. But now you have to be brain dead to not perceive it. It's very obvious. The cost of living has skyrocketed and wages have, you know, frozen. In some cases, they're dropping. But in any case, they're not keeping up with the cost of living. This is all by design. This is how they wanted it. They're turning this whole planet into a third world economy. So, yeah, we're going to be elaborating today on how that has been brought about. But first, let me mention once again, guys, I mentioned this yesterday and a couple of days ago. If anybody wants to read any of my books, again, you can go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. You'll see the books that I have available. Among them, The New World Disorder, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, Absolute Proof that 9/11 was an inside job. There's no question about it. When you look at the evidence, it's not possible to deny it. I mean, it's just that obvious, that clear, that easily proved. I also got my book, An Alternative View of the Distant Past, all that's available there. If there's some titles there that you want, but money is a factor, and, you know, I know it's a factor for a lot of people today, obviously. The economy is a joke. So if money is a factor, but there are some of those books that you want to read, you just don't have the spare cash right now, just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, Hertz being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Let me know what titles you're interested in, and I'll just send them to you, you know, attached to the email in response. So, you know, because I'm not looking to make money here. I just want to get this information out. It's very important, and by all means, share it with people. You know, when I mail it to you, send copies of it out through email to your friends, and get the word out, because it's that clear after reading that file, for example, on 9/11, you know, Piercing the Fog of 9/11. After reading that, there's no possible way anybody could argue with you and say 9/11 wasn't an inside job. There's no way. The documentation, it's irrefutable. It's from the most authoritative sources. I cite government websites. Yeah, I'll take you to the FBI's Bin Laden page, where you'll see that they don't list 9/11 as one of the crimes Bin Laden is wanted for. And they've admitted why they don't do that, because they don't have any hard evidence to connect him with the crime. They know Bin Laden isn't responsible for 9/11. And it's not to make Bin Laden out to be a nice guy. It's just to prove that this is a government fiasco, guys. It had nothing to do with Bin Laden. There's no evidence to connect him with it, and the FBI knows it. I mean, that's a major smoking gun right there. Why doesn't the FBI have him listed as being guilty for 9/11 on their own Bin Laden page? Anyway, let me launch into this discussion for today, guys. This is very important, very significant, and from their own documents, we're going to see that this is by design. They planned it this way. They've set the economy up this way to drive us into poverty. You know, you look back in over the past several decades, 1970 particularly. Back in 19—well, there goes the break. We'll pick up there when we get back, guys. But it's very interesting when you look back over the past several decades and see how the living standards have dropped in this country. It's not by accident. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Hopefully my sound is okay. I'm checking and the booster is still on. I think I outsmarted the thing. I'm leaving the thing open. I'm not closing the window. It's when I close the window that it seems to go funky on me, so I'll leave it open and hopefully my boost will remain on. Really weird. My computer seems to be running unusually slow today too. I don't know what's up with that, but Anyway, let's continue on with this. I was talking before the break about how in 1970, you know, the average pay, take-home pay, was probably $120 a week, and yet the average home was $15,000 a year. Today, the average take-home pay is four, maybe five times that much, but the cost of the average home has gone up 1,500%, 15 times as much. You see the problem here? Wages have only gone up four or five times as much, but the average cost of the average home has gone up 15 times as much. Three times as much, the average home. Or no, what am I saying? 10 times, 1,500%, whatever. But you see the gap here. There's a tremendous gap here between the cost of living and the average wage increase. This is all done by design. And so, like I said, here it is now. They just raised minimum wage up to $8 an hour. Some people are getting excited and thinking, oh, wow, that's great. Oh, this is wonderful. But the truth is, if minimum wage kept up with the cost of living increase, we'd be at $25 right now an hour. minimum wage should be at $25 an hour. So again, this is all by design. So, you know, one of the things that's really helped with this, to kick this into high gear, has been the increase of the price of oil, guys. In just the past few years, it's become exponentially worse for working class people to afford, you know, just average expenses. I hear it all the time. You know, I go to the corner and talk to other parents waiting for the bus with my daughter, and you know, people are having to decide between groceries this week or putting oil in the tank. You know, it used to be that that was just a problem for senior citizens living on a limited income, you know, Social Security. But now it's working class people where husband and wife are both working, and they just can't do it. In fact, this one woman was telling me her and her husband rent this house out. And it's three stories, and what they do in the wintertime, it was formerly a three-tenant building, so each floor has its own thermostat. So what they do in the wintertime is they just seal off the two top floors, and they just heat the first floor. It's unbelievable. You can't afford to heat your own home anymore. You have to live like a pauper when you're working, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, both partners. Oh, America, you better wake up and see what's going on here. This is not some uncontrollable, unforeseeable consequence because of bad trends in the economy, or supply and demand imbalance, or whatever other phony huckster excuse they give you. It's all by design. As a matter of fact, to prove that point, we only need to look at books like Between Two Ages, written by Zbigniew Brzezinski back in 1970. Look at what he said. Keep in mind, this guy is and has been for decades now a major in planning our foreign and domestic policies. He knows what he's talking about because he's the one doing this stuff, helping to plan this crap. Listen to what he said. In the economic technological field, some international cooperation has already been achieved, but further progress will require greater American sacrifices, more intensive efforts to shape a new world monetary structure will have to be undertaken with some consequent risk to the present relatively favorable American position. Do you see what he's saying? In order to introduce a world monetary system, a world currency, we've got to bring the first world countries and their economies down to a level that is more equitable with the third world countries. I don't want to bring third world countries up. They want to bring first world countries down. People are much more easily controllable when you reduce their standard of living down to desperate poverty status. You can control them a lot more easily. They won't get their little government handouts at the end of the week if they don't shut their mouths. You get them to become dependent on the government. Why do you think you got Walmart, the number one biggest corporation in the world right now, telling people to go on welfare or to apply for food stamps while yet working for them? Oh, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe the people in this country are putting up with this, man. It's just so disgusting. They're getting kicked in the teeth, and they turn around and lick the boots that are kicking them. The richest corporation in the world, well, probably second only to ExxonMobil right now, but nevertheless, a powerfully wealthy corporation, and they're paying people dirt wages, only hiring them for 20 hours a week so they don't have to pay them any benefits, and telling them to look to government handouts. This is where it's going, guys. They want this for everybody. Short break, guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, guys. Back here on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Well, that quote is absolutely astonishing. Anybody who has never read that book before, you really need to get Brzezinski's 1970 Between Two Ages book. It's still available at Amazon, you know, used, of course. It's out of print. But what a whopper. I mean, that thing is just – it's unbelievable. It ranks up there with his 97 book, The Grand Chessboard. I hope my sound is still coming in, by the way. My computer acts like it's freezing up here. This is really, really strange. I'm having all kinds of trouble here today. I don't know. Anyway, we do have a caller that will tell me if everything is still working out here. We got Wes from Idaho. Are you there, Wes?
Hello, Charles.
Hey, I'm still on. What do you know?
like
having weird problems today. I don't know what's going on here.
I like what you did last week on the Seventh-day Adventists and the Mormons.
Also, yeah.
Also like your bumper music very much, Jethro Tull, that early stuff is great.
The classics.
Do you have a registry cleaner for your computer?
Yeah, I'm going to have to run it. I can't run it now, obviously, but it's really slow. I've never seen it this bad before. I don't know what's going on.
I just started using a free registry cleaner called Using, and it seems to work marvelously well.
You ever heard of that? I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, well,
I got Registry Mechanic, and I've got anti-spyware and all that. I just ran it a few days ago, but I guess I got to run it again.
I had been using Advanced Administrative, but they wanted $75 for it. This other one is free. I think it actually works better. Have you been to a website called Who Would the World Elect? This is where anyone in the world can vote for President of the United States, and Ron Paul has 60,000 votes, and Huckabee and Romney and McCain have a lousy 1,000.
There you go. Gee, I guess Diebold hasn't hacked into that website yet.
Not yet.
Oh, man.
You were talking about the moon landing a little earlier. Have you ever seen the dark side of the moon?
Dark side of the moon? Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, I've seen them all.
Oh, you have seen that?
There's quite a few good ones out.
Rumsfeld and Kissinger and Stanley Kubrick's wife admitting that?
Yeah, no, you know what? Actually, that's satire. That's just cut-and-paste job. When I first saw that, I got excited. I'm like, "You got to be kidding me!" They actually said, but no, it's very well done. But that's it's cut and paste from others.
Really, it is.
Yeah, that's not authentic. If you could get them alone and get them drunk or something with their guard down, that's probably what they would say. They know it's a fraud. They know everything that they've been doing is a fraud.
I don't see how they could get away with putting something like that together if it's all fake.
Well, look at 9/11.
I'm talking about the movie, the documentary.
Oh, that. Yeah, it actually states at the end, if you look at the the credits and stuff, they make a statement at the end, a disclaimer, making it clear that it's just a satire. It's not authentic footage,
I'll look at it again.
But it is convincing, yeah, when you watch it. When I first saw that, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is major. This is like Stop the Press. But then when you watch it, it looks, everything indicates that it's real footage. But no, it's not. You know what is real? You know what is real, though, is the that other film. Of course, at the end, he does a phony skit where he gets captured by the CIA. That's obviously not real, but... But the film Astronauts Gone Wild, have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah, this guy goes and visits all the still-living astronauts, and he asks them to swear on the Bible that they walked on the moon. And none of them would do it except one, Mitchell. And the only reason he did it is, by his own admission, he's an atheist. So he had no problem swearing on the Bible. But none of the other ones would do it.
I think I know who you're talking about. He did... Sabrell?
Yeah. Okay, in fact, I tried to get him on the show. I finally gave up because he kept giving me the runaround. Oh, I'm busy, call me next month, and then I get in touch with him. And, oh, I'm busy, try me next month, and I don't know what the deal is with him. But that's a good, that's a really excellent film. It's all over the net. Anybody wants to watch it, just Google Astronauts Gone Wild. He gets clocked by Armstrong and...
I think that was Aldrin.
Aldrin, yeah. Well, I mean, all of them, if not physically, verbally assault him. One of them got his son threatened him. I'm going to call the CIA and have you whacked. Yeah. They were swearing at him, don't you dare go to the press with this or you'll be looking at a major lawsuit. You got the blank, blank out of my house, you blank, 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 blank. You know, they can't answer his questions.
Yeah.
The whole thing's a scam.
Confronted with that. For the last thing, or last part here... You're a history major, correct?
Yeah, for all that's worth.
Okay, well, I keep hearing even guys on the alternative radio over here saying that Hitler said that he would use this big lie technique just over and over, and it would...
tell the big lie long enough, often enough, sooner or later everybody will believe it.
Well, reading Mein Kampf in here, Hitler blames... the Jews as using this technique. I've got the page opened here.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was half right. It's not Jews per se. It's Zionists who happen to, for the most part, have Jewish last names.
He uses a three-letter word. The foremost connoisseurs of this truth regarding the possibility?
Well, see, that's the ultimate Zionist propaganda right there. They actually want you to use the J word and make it look like it's an ethnic thing, and so you're being prejudiced, and then they can say that you're guilty of hate speech and whatever. It's perfect propaganda. So they get public sympathy so they can continue with their scams, even setting up Jews. You know, they set the Jews up for the concentration camps. I mean, most of that was a fraud, but there were some Jews that were sent to their deaths, of course. But there were also Poles and Danish and, you know, mentally retarded, and on and on and on it goes. But this is great propaganda for them. They love it. They capitalize off of this stuff. You know, they gain sympathy, and anytime you question anything they do now, they can engage in their own Holocaust against the Palestinians. And anytime you raise this, then they say that you're anti-Semitic if you know, go against their own little campaign of mass murder.
The point is, did Hitler say he was going to use a big lie technique on the masses to convince them of this or that?
Well, yeah, he was very much into propaganda, to lying to the public and the media. Well, and
where does it say that he would use this technique?
Oh, he says it in Mein Kampf. Tell the big lie often enough.
The point I'm trying to make is, no, that's not what I find in Mein Kampf.
I read it years ago. He actually plagiarized. That wasn't his statement. It was Goebbels, actually, that is the one that coined the phrase. But he was very much into... I mean, the man was evil. You're not implying he was a good person, were you? He was a piece of trash. That's why he got the funding that he did from the international banking cartellers, because he had the kind of mentality they wanted.
At first. Yes,
yeah.
He did at first, but I think... I'm trying to analyze Hitler, and I certainly see the German people as wrongly blamed. And
oh, yeah, well, sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they made them pay reparation payments up until just a few months ago, in fact. All this time, Germany has been paying out God knows how many millions, billions of dollars to Israel for nothing.
I think it's $60 billion now. But
well, look at World War I. They were blamed for World War I. They zapped them with all these reparation payments that drove them into desperate poverty. And the truth is, the bankers set Germany up, you know. Then they did it again later in World War II. They set them up through the Versailles Treaty reparation payments. And then when they couldn't handle the payments, then they came along and acted like, oh, we're going to help you. Here, we're going to give you some loans, the Dawes Plan, the Young Plan. And all that did was drive them into worse poverty, make their situation even worse. You know, after World War I, as much as Germany was strapped with debt from the war, their economy was still doing quite well. The German mark was equal in trade value with the British pound. But because of the Versailles Treaty imposed reparation, and then, you know, the later phony loans they gave them, the Dawes and Young thing, their mark sunk to 1/20 billionth that of the English pound by design. So what we see going on in our economy now, the way it's being rigged and the way our standard of living is dropping and we can't afford to buy food and, you know, heat the house and pay the car payments and the mortgage and on and on and on. This is what was done to Germany. Germany was just the run up to what we're seeing being done now. It's deliberately rigging the economy, driving up the cost of living, driving down the value of the dollar. This is why now gold is over $800. In fact, it's reached an all-time high in its value, which really means the dollar is at an all-time low. This is all by design, the same thing they did to Germany.
It wasn't Zionists that 100 countries in the world kicked out of their countries.
Right. It was innocent Jewish people.
Well,
and it was Zionists that were funding Hitler to do this.
Well,
you know, you've got to go back to Theodor Herzl, the founder of the modern Zionist movement. And we're really getting off the track here. I got to get back to my subject at hand. But Theodor Herzl stated that the anti-Semites will be our greatest asset. And, you know, so he encouraged anti-Semitism. Do what you can to create anti-Semitism, because then, of course, he said, you know, we can capitalize on that, gain sympathy, and use it as a cloak to hide behind our own grab for power. And there I go, forgetting to take the phone out of the room again.
Their dual loyalty is part of what is destroying this country. But that's, I've said what I want to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Anyway, I'm not sure exactly what the point he was trying to make there, but in any case, You're always going to be accused of being anti-Semitic anytime you question anything these pigs do, but the simple fact is, folks, Zionism is perfidiously evil. It's got nothing to do with Jews, okay? Let's make that point very clear. What's going on today against the Palestinians is a conspiracy of monumental proportions involving the Zionist-controlled government of Israel. Nothing to do with the Israeli people, nothing to do with Jews. It is the Zionist, power-hungry, and absolute madmen that are running the whole show over there. In fact, are also running the show here. Running the show in London and in a whole lot of other countries where they've set up their phony central banks whereby they've hijacked governments around the world and are now using them like little puppets to do their bidding. Probably going to drive us into World War III here pretty soon. They tried it last year. That was, you know, their invasion there into Lebanon. They were hoping that was going to expand, escalate into a much broader conflict and then suck the West into it and have a happy little World War III again. It's what they want, guys. These are the people who brought us World War I and World War II. Not only do they make fat wads of cash with these wars, but of course they're able to manipulate the world population thereby by bringing them into a state of desperation so they can get them to accept their solution to their Hegelian dialectic created problem, which is global government. That's always the end goal of all of this. That's the ultimate goal. Total world domination. Their own documents will attest to it. Anyway, let me continue on here. A similar statement to the one I just read a few moments ago from Brzezinski was made by John Foster Dulles, another great American family. Yes, yes, they brought us John Foster and, of course, Allen, the CIA director, the two of which were primarily responsible for the death of the only decent president we had in the past 100 years in this country, JFK. Planned his assassination. That was admitted, by the way, by former CIA director William Colby. They bopped him off, guys. They killed him back in 1996. Found him floating in the river about a mile from his house. But he admitted that Allen Dulles and David Rockefeller were the chief planners of Kennedy's assassination. And the two that carried it out on the scene, who coordinated the whole operation, was George Bush Sr. and E. Howard Hunt. So, there you go. Anyway, let me read this quote quick, and then we get another call here. John in California. I'll go to him in just a second. Anyway, this is the quote from John Foster Dulles, former Secretary of State under Eisenhower. He was also, of course, a CFR member, a very prominent one at that. Listen to what he said. Another great bastion of American freedom and liberty and justice, and on it goes. He said, some dilution or leveling off of the sovereignty system as it prevails in the world today must take place to the immediate disadvantage of those nations which now possess the preponderance of power, like the United States. In fact, he goes on to say, the United States must be prepared to make sacrifices in setting up a world political economic order, a new world order, guys, which would level off inequities of economic opportunity with respect to nations. Do you see what he's talking about? To level off inequalities with respect to nations. He's not talking about leveling off inequalities between the poor and the rich. No, no, no. No, in fact, those inequalities have magnified exponentially. No, he's talking about getting rid of inequalities between rich and poor nations. In other words, bringing the rich nations down to the level of the poor nations so that we can control the masses much more easily. Yeah, and here we are. This is exactly what they've done, gosh dang it. Can you not see? This statement was made decades ago. Can you not see that this is exactly what has been playing out and, in fact, is playing out right now on a monstrously magnified scale? And who's doing it? Your beloved unelected dictators in Washington. They're the ones rolling out the red carpet, bringing to fruition these decades-old plans that they have been talking about. Guys, come on. You can't see this? Anybody thinks I'm paranoid that there's no conspiracy going on? Call me up and challenge me. Let's do battle. Anyway, we've got just a couple minutes before a break. Hopefully we've got enough time to take this one call here. If not, hold with us, John, at the left of the break. Welcome to the show, John from California.
How you doing there, Charlie?
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right. Hey, Charlie, just a quick question for you. I know you've talked about this book by Zbigniew Brzezinski, Between the Two Ages, before, and I looked it up on Amazon, and I think I also checked in the Borders, and I can't find any used copies for less than about $350 or $400. What's this book made of?
Oh, no. You know what? Keep trying, because every so often you'll see one on there for like 50 cents.
Why are they priced so high?
Because they are rare and they're out of print and hard to get. But you know what? Go to eBay. I got stuff on eBay from, you know, like Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science and Society.
Oh, okay.
I got it for a penny, literally 1 cent. Did you want to hang on to let the break?
All right, well, okay, I'll try eBay. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, so you're all set?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Charlie.
Okay, yeah, thanks for calling, man. Stick with us, folks. Short break. Be right back.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, talking today about manufactured poverty. This is one of the big goals of the globalists, to help bring about their new world order. They're doing it, guys, here and abroad, and have been for decades. In fact, they've been doing it relentlessly for decades, all over South America, Africa, East Asia. Now they're bringing it home here. And, you know, as you just saw from the quotes I read, this has been their goal for a long time, to bring it home here. In fact, this has been their primary target. But, you know, they didn't do it here yet because, first of all, they had to lull the population here to sleep into a coma. And second of all, they needed to keep prosperity relatively high here for a while so that they could exploit people here through the fraudulent tax system to fund their little operations of driving other nations into poverty, or driving them further into poverty and ensuring that they would stay into poverty by overthrowing popular leaders in other countries and installing dictators in their places. Well, they finally accomplished that for the most part, and they're confident enough that they've got all those pieces in place. So now they're working on us here, guys. They're tearing us down. And, you know, let's look at another quote. Listen to the similarities in the statements being made from these different individuals over the decades here. And you can see that, yeah, this has been their plan. This is going back to 1972, a Club of Rome, which, of course, is another globalist front group. This is a report that they produced in 1972 called The Limits to Growth. And in this study, we read this interesting quote. They said, entirely new approaches are required to redirect society toward goals of equilibrium rather than growth. Did you catch that? They don't want growth. They do not want economic growth. All they want is equilibrium. So the countries that are down in the dirt, let's keep them there. We don't want them to grow. The ones that have gotten ahead, we're going to bring them down to meet their level. This is what this is saying, and this is what's been happening. Guys, in my town, we get a lot of Brazilians that have moved up here, right? Come up here to, you know, get good money, or at least good money compared to what they were getting down there. And then, you know, send a lot of that money back to help their families who are struggling. You know what? They're going home. By the hordes, they're leaving now and going back, because up until just a few months ago, their Brazilian dollar was worth 2.6 times. It took 2.6 Brazilian dollars to equal an American dollar. American dollar is worth, over 2.5 times theirs. Now it's 1.6 and dropping. So it's not worth it for them, they said. So they're going back. When we're dropping against third world currencies, you know things are bad. And again, this is all by design. In fact, they want to have their North American Union kicked in 2 years. That's the deal that Bush has already signed. And in order to do that, the dollar has to be scaled way down to meet up with the Mexican peso. Anyway, I want to finish reading this Club of Rome quote when we get back, because this is really disgusting stuff. And you're going to see once again that they repeated the same sentiments made by Brzezinski and John Foster Dulles that I just read, guys. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent internet